Tonight, the rising toll from those violent storms, tornadoes tearing across the South, a growing tragedy tonight as homeowners struggle to pick up the pieces and search teams look for any remaining victims. The celebration across the country and around the world this Christmas, a holiday of weather extremes, record heat and snow, and some feeling frozen out when those holiday packages didn't make it in time. Drone revolution, as up to a million get them for Christmas. Wait till you see the incredible ways they're changing how so many live their lives and do their jobs. And Hollywood versus the NFL, a blockbuster new film and a doctor who made a shocking discovery. Nightly News begins right now.
From NBC News World Headquarters in New York, this is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening, I'm Thomas Roberts. Lester has the night off. As most people around the country are safely celebrating the holiday tonight, Christmas this year for people living in parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas is like no other. The death toll has risen to 14, ages 7 to 70, after a violent system of tornadoes devastated a swath of the country, making for catastrophic cleanup from the deep south extending all the way north to Michigan. And to add insult to injury, another wallop of severe weather could hit the South this weekend as millions of holiday travelers are expected to return home on the roads or in the air. We begin tonight with NBC's Mark Potter.
In Holly Springs, Mississippi, families spent Christmas Day trying to salvage what they could.
Speak of the Grinch that stole Christmas, but spared our lives.
The season of giving took on new meaning in this community.
Merry Christmas to you.
With donations pouring in.
In the bag.
Christmas toys, along with food and clothing.
Some make it a lot better, because we came out with the clothes we had on our backs.
When something happened like this, we all come together and make sure everybody is taken care of.
Around Clarksdale, as many as 20 homes are gone.
My heart goes out to these people. They're in pain, and it hurts me to see them suffer.
So far, 14 people are confirmed dead across three states. The youngest was 7-year-old Nicholas Pulmori, who was killed in Mississippi.
Just to think that there's a parent out there who doesn't have their kid.
Max and Ellen Croxton, together for 30 years, died in their home. Their daughter took to Facebook, thanking friends and family for the outpouring of support, adding, "I know I will see them again one day. It doesn't make the heartache any less painful, though." In Tennessee, 70-year-old Antonio Izaguirre and his 69-year-old wife, Annie, were killed. Three teenagers also died in that state. The warm weather system that spawned these twisters is blamed for the torrential rain in Georgia.
That is, I think, our picnic table that's on the deck.
That trapped dozens of residents in their homes. In Alabama, several families had to be rescued, and millions are bracing for more flash floods through the night. Mark Potter, NBC News.
A rough situation for folks there to deal with at any time of the year, but especially at Christmas, and so many of them are thought of tonight. Elsewhere across the country and today, church services, celebrations, and even air conditioning for many on the warmest Christmas ever recorded. Plenty of happy faces playing with new toys and gadgets, but for some, a little disappointment too when those promised deliveries didn't make it in time. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren wraps it all up.
At FedEx today, there was no Christmas break. A last-minute scramble by employees who volunteered to get gifts where they need to be. The shipping giant slammed on social media for not delivering packages on time. One mom posting, "I hope to find an open store."
Maybe next year I'll try UPS.
Marty Henry's holiday sweets are stuck in transit.
If my baked goods arrive moldy, then that it is what it is. And hopefully I'll get a refund.
In a statement, FedEx said it is doing everything possible to get customer shipments delivered by Christmas, in spite of slight delays due to heavier-than-planned last-minute shipment volumes and severe weather outbreaks. There are weather extremes across the country. In New York, the headline, Santa Claus, says it all. The mercury soaring to a record high of 66. Santa hats topping sleeveless shirts. And ice cream replacing cocoa.
What do you guys think about eating ice cream on Christmas?
I like it.
So does the ice cream man.
Best Christmas ever.
It was a golfer's paradise near Providence.
I was going to put my shorts on.
While in Buffalo, where Christmas is usually encased in ice, there were jet skis and scuba diving. But there is a flip side out west. Reno saw it piling up. In Washington State, some drivers were stranded after snow closed I-90.
You just gotta roll with it.
For U.S. troops far from home, it was about making the best of it with a holiday meal and messages to loved ones. The Pope had a Christmas message as well, calling for peace in the new year. While back in New York, Christmas newborns were welcomed by Santa himself.
And here in Rockefeller Center tonight, the warm weather isn't stopping anyone's Christmas spirit. You can see just how many people are out here to see the tree. Many of them telling us they will take this weather as a gift, Thomas. They know winter will get here eventually.
It all helps them get the selfie by the tree. Kristen, thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you. So we want to check in now with WNBC's Dave Price and talk about the weather, because, Dave, we see this above average temperature continuing for much of the country. But explain what we're going to look at over the weekend, especially for the rush back home for many.
Well, we have violent weather still throughout many parts of the country. In fact, moments before we went on the air, we heard of a tornado in the area of the south side of Birmingham, Alabama. So all the troubles continue, Thomas. It may be a holiday for some, but Mother Nature is working overtime. A post-Christmas storm is going to add to the weather troubles in the south and the southeast, and blizzard conditions are affecting sections of western Texas and eastern New Mexico. Now, it's a severe thunderstorm that are providing the troubles from Texas to Oklahoma and into Mississippi, and then heavy flooding rains working through the deep south up through the Ohio River Valley. Meanwhile, portions of the northern plains could see 6 to 10 inches or more of snow from tonight into Saturday night. And finally, the northeast, where all of these record-setting temperatures have been, we'll finally see some winter-like conditions for the first half of next week. That same storm that is slamming the south will swing up to the northeast and affect interior sections by Monday afternoon, bringing snow to much of New England and a wintry mix to Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Thomas.
Much to watch for. Dave Price, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Tonight, a new fight is brewing over illegal immigration. Amid word that the feds are planning raids in the new year to deport hundreds of undocumented families from Central America that have surged across the southern border. The 2016 candidates are already weighing in, and NBC's Kelly O'Donnell has the details.
During the Obamas' Hawaiian holiday, his administration is working up a new plan to deal with one of the hottest issues on the campaign trail.
If I didn't bring up illegal immigration, which is a huge problem, we wouldn't even be talking about it.
Our immigration system is broken, and we need to keep families together.
Tonight, this new action involves plans to carry out raids across the country to deport a few hundred undocumented immigrants from Central America, already ordered to leave by U.S. courts. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the focus is on those who pose a threat to national security, public safety, and border security. But relatives, undocumented spouses, and children with no criminal records would be sent back too, drawing sharp criticism from the president's political left. Bernie Sanders writes, "I am very disturbed." Hillary Clinton's campaign says she has real concerns and points to the need for a full and fair hearing. But the GOP frontrunner eagerly claimed credit in classic Trump tweet speak. "Wow, because of the pressure put on by me, ICE to launch large-scale deportation raids. It's about time." Experts say announcing the plan now, over the Christmas holiday, is meant to maximize attention, especially in Central America.
The government is sending a political message to Americans that they will enforce immigration law, and to Central Americans that if they try to come here illegally, the government will send them back.
And tonight, the White House isn't commenting as the Obamas celebrate their Christmas holiday and visit troops based here in Hawaii. Officials from Homeland Security call this part of normal operations for recent border crossers who do not qualify for asylum in the U.S. Thomas?
NBC's Kelly O'Donnell reporting from a picturesque Honolulu. Kelly, thank you. More than three decades since the worldwide hostage drama at the U.S. Embassy in Iran, the Americans held captive have finally won millions of dollars in restitution. As part of a huge spending bill passed by Congress and signed into law by the president, each of the 53 hostages or their estates will receive up to $4.4 million in compensation for the ordeal, which lasted 444 days. Victims of terrorist attacks, such as the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in East Africa, will also be eligible for benefits. One of the topics likely being discussed this week as families get together is the threat of terrorism after what we've seen late this year in San Bernardino and Paris.
Tonight, we have an inside look at the ringleader of the Paris attacks, who first made a name for himself by documenting his reign of terror and brutality inside Syria. NBC's Ayman Mohideen has obtained rarely seen videos and images of Abdel Hamid Abaoud, videos that might tell us something about the future of ISIS.
This is a virtual diary of terror. Photos and videos belonging to Abdel Hamid Abaoud, the ringleader of the Paris attacks.
You can clearly recognize Abaoud here in the middle. I would say that at least three-quarters of the material you showed me is new to me, actually.
For experts and officials who have reviewed the images, they offer a rare inside glimpse into the life of a terrorist.
Masallah, masallah.
The material is extremely interesting, and it is important because it gives us an insight about what life is about in the lands of ISIS.
The photos and videos, which first surfaced in 2014, show Abaoud recording horrific scenes of death and brutality, joking about beheadings, and posing like any other 20-something.
The fact that he's taking selfies and doing videos is the ultimate self-glorification, making himself a made man.
Syrian pro-democracy activists secretly got their hands on Abaoud's material. One who calls himself Ali appeared on condition his true identity was concealed.
When you saw the pictures of the Paris ringleaders' images on news channels around the world, a bulb went off and it kind of made you say, wait a minute, I've seen this guy before.
Yes, exactly.
Abaoud was able to commit atrocities, hone his combat skills, and plan terror attacks unscathed. He's seen wearing a GoPro camera to further document his reign of terror. Abaoud was from Belgium, and he was able to travel in and out of Syria several times, exploiting Europe's porous borders and lack of intelligence sharing.
How come he was not arrested? He was not identified? This, of course, leads to the big failures of intelligence.
Those intelligence failures are there for all to see in the video clips. Abaoud's associates are seen trying to recruit for ISIS.
J'appelle tous musulmans afin de sortir pour défendre cette religion.
Some of these same images from Abaoud's phone were shown on television in Europe 10 months before the Paris attacks, and authorities were still unable to catch him.
The fact that his face was in public view all over Europe and he was still able to move is just incredible.
Thomas, the concern among Western security officials remains the number of European and American passport holders who are fighting inside Syria and who, like Abaoud, could slip below the radar, return to Europe and into the United States while planning their attacks. Thomas?
NBC's Ayman Mohideen. Ayman, thank you. Still ahead on this Christmas night, the drone revolution in America. One of the most popular gifts this holiday season. Wait till you see some of the amazing ways they're changing how so many people live and work. Also, a milestone so exciting, packed crowds just can't get enough. Something we thought you'd get a kick out of. Stay with us. By some estimates, up to 1 million Americans woke up this morning to find a drone under the tree for Christmas. One of the most popular gifts, and that has the government worried about crowded skies and close calls with planes, which is why all of those drones are now required to be registered with the FAA. But the drone revolution taking place in this country isn't just for personal use. Unmanned aircraft are revolutionizing business, improving safety, and changing the way we see our world. And as NBC's Tom Costello reports, the pace of change is catching many by surprise.
All right, spin up check. GPS is locked. Compass is good.
Ski season was still weeks away at Bolton Valley, Vermont this fall.
That's the shot I'm looking for.
When the annual lift inspection came in the form of a flyby, Air Shark snapping photos and shooting video of the pulleys and cables that will carry 150,000 skiers this winter.
Pitching into the wind at about 5 degrees.
Then a close-up look at a nearby wind farm looking for cracks in the turbines.
The beauty of it is that now we don't need to send somebody up there to just check on it.
A big improvement in safety and a cost savings approaching 90%. Nationwide, this is the year drones have gone from gimmick to revolutionary to indispensable, providing instant aerial recon of a farmer's crops, surveying commercial aircraft for storm damage, measuring the shrinking Arctic ice pack, and surveying offshore oil rigs. Among the most common uses for drones, commercial real estate, along with film and photography. Already, the FAA has issued more than 2,100 exemptions for commercial drone use. In Maryland, Kevin Kinsey has invested in a drone and HD cameras to help realtors market their homes on the Internet.
We're sitting here on a 50-acre farm, and you just can't capture that with a photograph.
The business of drones is taking off. California leads the country with the most operators, followed by Florida and Texas. In Marion, Texas, USAA Insurance is testing drones, hoping inspectors will no longer have to spend 45 minutes looking at roof damage.
And with a one-minute flight time to gather the data, maybe you're reviewing the data from 15 to 20 minutes.
The drone revolution is about speed, safety, and spectacular imagery, from weddings and ski vacations to mountain bike races. And science, too. Researchers have been scrutinizing incredible overhead views of endangered killer whales nursing their young off Seattle as we all get a new bird's eye view of the planet we share. Tom Costello, NBC News, Westminster, Maryland.
Up next tonight, the new Hollywood thriller taking on the NFL over all those hard hits to the head for players on the field.
To someone else.
If Rudolph, with his nose so bright, wasn't enough to light the way, Santa Claus had plenty of help from the moon, a rare full moon on Christmas, the first since 1977. The next Christmas full moon won't happen till the year 2034. A big new movie is hitting theaters this Christmas Day, and the NFL is taking notice. That's because it's all about concussions, the long-term dangers of all those hard hits to the head, and the doctor who made a startling discovery. NBC's Blake McCoy has our report.
A true story now told on the big screen about a doctor who took on the NFL.
Want to solve the problem?
Who are you?
If you continue to deny my work, your men continue to die.
Will Smith plays Dr. Bennett Omalu, a medical examiner in Pittsburgh who became the first to discover in football players CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, repeated blows to the head causing serious long-term brain damage, a discovery now getting new national attention.
It's impacting so many NFL players.
I think it's over 90% of all professional football players. There's not been a brain of a professional football player I've examined that did not show CTE.
Football player Mike Webster was the first of so many, including linebacker Junior Seau and the late Frank Gifford. Their CTE discovered in autopsies after death. This week, the federal government announced a $16 million effort to help identify CTE in living patients.
We can't really understand the risk factors for CTE if we only examine it after people die.
As the movie Concussion adds to growing concerns about football, the NFL says it welcomes the discussion. Quote, the NFL has made numerous changes to the game to enhance player health and safety at all levels of football. They're also funding their own research and developing better protective equipment. Moviegoers drawing their own conclusions this afternoon.
This movie has changed my perception as far as football is concerned. And understanding just how much these guys go through.
An unflattering spotlight on America's favorite sport. Blake McCoy, NBC News, Los Angeles.
When we come back, behind the scenes with perhaps the most famous chorus line in the world, celebrating a big milestone. Finally tonight, an annual Christmas tradition is celebrating 90 years of high kicks and ringing in the season in style. The world-famous Radio City Rockettes perform right here at Rockefeller Center, and we send NBC's Rahima Ellis behind the scenes to see what keeps packed crowds coming back year after year.
It's their signature look that looks fresh every time, but these dazzling Rockettes are high-kicking into a milestone. This year, celebrating 90 years as a dance troupe. The group was formed in 1925 as the Missouri Rockettes. When they made it to New York a few years later, they were an instant sensation. The ultimate American chorus line of precision and style.
They have such an amazing amount of strength. You can throw any dance style at them, and they will do it. They're so well-versed in every different style.
Each year, about 1,000 try out for the show. Only a handful make it. Height between 5'6 and 5'10 and a half. And once they're in, they stay in.
Yeah, this is my 13th Christmas, and it gets better and better every year. That's why I work hard every single year to come back.
Known for those synchronized inline kicks, the Rockettes reveal a secret. Look closely.
Most people think that we, when we hook up to kick, that we touch. But we actually don't touch. We hold our own, and we have to be strong enough to do so because we do up to 300 kicks alone in one show.
With their sparkling costumes and precision kicks, the world-famous Rockettes, 90 years in the making and living up to their name. Rahima Ellis, NBC News, New York.
90 years, and we certainly hope for another 90 more. That's going to do it for us on this Christmas night. I'm Thomas Roberts in for Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching. Merry Christmas and good night.